Time for a little rejuvenation. NPR's Silvia Pagioli is going to take us away to the Italian region of Umbria. It's known as the green heart of the country, covered by miles and miles of vineyards. Winemaking in the region dates back to antiquity, when wine was known also for its therapeutic properties. And Silvia visited an Umbrian town where what was old is new again.
The medieval town of Torgiano looms over gentle hills lined with row after row of vineyards. Winemaking has existed here since the time of the Etruscans, and Torgiano hosts a unique museum that traces the central role of wine in the economy and culture of the Mediterranean world. It's the creation of Maria Grazia Lungarotti.
We all made wine more or less the way the Romans did until the Second World War. It all changed with modern machines and technology.
Maria Grazia is the widow of the founder of the Lungarotti winery, the biggest in the region. An art historian by training, she has collected nearly 3,000 items that illustrate how wine has accompanied mankind for millennia. In the museum cellar, there's an 18th century wine press which follows the design of the ancient Roman author Cato the Elder, a type of press still in use as recently as 60 years ago. The displays alternate between the sacred and the profane, ceremonial bronze pieces and glassware from ancient Greece, alongside medieval and Renaissance winemaking tools. A large section is dedicated to rare books, engravings, and apothecary jars, which illustrate the many uses of wine in medicine and cosmetics. And now, visitors to Torgiano have the chance to experience those old methods put into practice. It's called wine therapy.
Buonasera. Piacere, Manuela.
The vino therapy spa is called Bella Uve because Bella is Bella everywhere. In every language you understand the meaning, and Uve because it's from the grape.
Teresa Severini is the daughter of Maria Grazia Lungarotti and one of Italy's first female enologists. She says the idea of using wine for wellness goes way back.
Many centuries ago, where you can find recipes to have a good skin, good health. Still today, if you go into the country, you can find people immersing the legs in the wine when they are tired, or doing a massage on the scalp because of the good properties of wine.
Over the centuries, wine has been used as an antiseptic and a sedative to alleviate depression, hypertension, gout, and rheumatism. Recent studies suggest the compound resveratrol found in the skin of red grapes might have magical anti-aging properties. The spa has revived the ancient use of grapes and wine to make unguents, perfumes, and soaps applied with modern massage methods. Every treatment uses a specific wine for foot massages, facials, or body peelings. Masseuse Emanuela Menella starts filling a wooden tub that looks like a wine cask. As she adds 3 liters of Sangiovese red, she describes the treatment called the Wave of Bacchus.
We start the wine therapy with the scrub, massage with a cream with the wine, and after bath in a wine. After the bath in a wine, you feel energized because the wine activates the circulation, is antioxidant, and relaxing the muscles.
Menella says all the treatments are just modern versions of what a person like Cleopatra would have been accustomed to.
She did the bath in a wine, the bath with milk for moisturizing her skin. So we take the old treatment. Here in Umbria we have all product, all natural product. Why not use that?
Many of the treatments available at the spa derive from what in centuries past were known as books of secrets, books filled with beauty aids and remedies for everyday ailments written by women for other women. Silvia Pagioli, NPR News.
This is NPR.